Drills have been rolling, seeding spring cereals in southern South Dakota. But is it a good idea this early? Millborn product expert Justin Frichte offers insight.
Most of the time, when the field is fit, we can usually plant those and get by. Things like oats and spring wheat, barley, any of those annuals, it is nice to have soil temperatures on the rise just so that those can take off and stay alive. And obviously, we don't want temperatures to be getting down below 25 after that plant is out of the ground.
Plants with longer germination requirements might also be seeded early.
With pasture grasses, we can get by with dormant seeding those in the fall, so there's no reason why we can't get out there anytime early in the spring and get it drilled in too.
Alfalfa may be the perennial which farmers may wish to wait on, as it can be less tolerant to cold after emergence. Keep in mind, soil temperatures fluctuate easily between winter and spring, depending on sunshine and residue cover. Frichte advises considering the long-term forecast and the potential for an extreme cold snap. Another caveat for spring planting this year is dry soils and strong spring winds, which can spur wind erosion if planting into ground without good residue cover. Frichte states tillage and rolling soils only exacerbates the potential for wind erosion. Regardless of the calendar, spring planting will soon be here for everyone, and Frichte encourages farmers to have their seed ready to go when conditions are fit. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.